When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-GOLD.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Monday edition of Clay and Buck kicks off right now. A huge weekend for news, as we know, and a big Monday as well. So much to discuss here. We had a direct Iranian military assault on Israel, 300 missiles, drones fired from Iran at Israel, and essentially all of them intercepted, shot down, taken out in transit. So a highly provocative, but also from a military standpoint, highly unsuccessful move by Iran over the weekend. We'll spend some more time diving into that. A lot going on in the legal realm as well. We have one, Hunter Biden moved to dismiss his case, and Judge Noriega slapped that down pretty aggressively. So Hunter Biden still facing trial. But Donald Trump's trial in New York City starts today. So we're going to spend a good amount of time talking about this and also the situation in the Middle East. I think there are changing dynamics clearly in the Middle East after the attack this weekend, but it's going to take time for it all to play out. Despite the headlines, Clay, over the weekend, I don't think World War III is about to happen. I think everyone needs to take a breath and think this through a bit. And the Israelis are certainly doing that as they consider their response. But I wanted to dive in. Let's dive into this Trump situation just for a moment, shall we? He is facing, this is the Republican de facto nominee for the presidency.
This is an assault.
Whoa. Anyway, here we go. We can listen to him. Yeah, go ahead and play it. I was about to have him play it. Go for it. Clip one.
This is an assault on America. Nothing like this has ever happened before. There's never been anything like it. Every legal scholar said this case is nonsense. It should never have been brought. This is political persecution. This is a persecution like never before. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. And again, it's a case that should have never been brought. It's an assault on America. And that's why I'm very proud to be here. This is an assault on our country. And it's a country that's failing. It's a country that's run by an incompetent man who's very much involved in this case.
It's a scam.
This is really
it's a scam. That's not a trial. That's not a trial. That's a scam.
So, Clay, the Trump position on this is clear, and I think we all understand this is outrageous, but it's also happening. You know, this is the part of it now where we have to sort of settle in and recognize that as absurd as these charges are, As much as this is an abuse of the law, as much as this is election interference, and it is, it clearly is meant, it was held until the election year. It is meant to hurt Donald Trump's chances at being president again. With all of that, trial number one has started as of today. Trump's criminal, first criminal trial in his life, I might add.
Yes. So to the extent that we have anybody, I believe there's a jury pool of 500 people that have been initially called. I've said this on the show before, but I want to reiterate it now. We have a large listenership in the New York City area. WOR, we love you guys. If you are fortunate enough to be in this jury pool, I want you, and you listen to this show, I want you to go and do everything you can to get on this jury. Usually people, Buck, try to avoid jury duty like with every fiber of their being, right? I've got a conflict. Oh, I've got, generally getting out of jury duty is almost an art form. I want a Trump voting patriot to get on this jury, recognize this for what it is, a sham political prosecution targeted against Donald Trump because he is running for president, and I want you to refuse to convict. I want jury nullification. If I were in New York City and I were on this jury group, I would do everything that I could to get seated on this jury, and I would refuse to convict. It only takes one person. We're not going to get an acquittal. There's too many anti-Trump people.
Yeah, of course.
There's no way you're going to get 12 jurors to recognize this for what it is, a political sham. Alvin Bragg is lowering every felony to a misdemeanor. Here, he's trying to elevate a misdemeanor to a felony based on what I think is illegitimate use of the law. The only way to fight back against lawfare is by refusing to comply with it. And so if you can vote not guilty, if you can get on this jury, you can become a hero. I really mean that. Yeah. And I don't know
the numbers are very slim. There are 8.5 million people in New York City. So unfortunately, I don't think we're able to necessarily turn this wheel ourselves. But it would be great if it happens.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's 500 people that get called, if one or two of them listen to Clay and Buck every now and then. As a percentage of the overall audience, that wouldn't be crazy. What you would know better than me, Manhattan 2020 election went for Joe Biden what percentage? The 80-20?
Oh, gosh.
Is it higher than 80-20?
85 to 90, I think. Or I'd say 85. It's between 80 and 90.
So if you did the basic math there, that would mean there's maybe 50 people in the 500 jury pool that would have voted for Trump, maybe 50 to 75. Like, that's not crazy, right? Now, obviously, some people wouldn't have voted at all, which obviously happens. But you're talking about 10 or 15% of whatever jury pool likely to be Trump supporters, right?
Look, all it takes is one, but to the principle at work here, Clay, I think you mentioned a nullification, and I think if you look at, for example, UCMJ in the military, you do not have to obey an unlawful order, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who tells you, go and, you know, kill this defenseless person in this house because you've been ordered to do so. You know, if you know that this is not a lawful target of war, you don't do it. It doesn't matter what the order is. I think this is an unlawful prosecution. I think that nullification is, and I know that's a very, it's really somewhat the nuclear option, right? To say, I don't care what the jury instructions are. I don't care what the evidence may be. This is a preposterous and politicized and unjust prosecution. I think that's absolutely true. There's also no, you know, we were just talking a lot about the OJ situation. People say, oh, well, you know, what about the system there? Yeah, well, this isn't a double murder. This isn't even a crime. Well, what is the crime? There has to be some harm. There has to be some damage done to someone. The underlying notion here, Clay, is that there was some effort to conceal from the public view something that they should have known about for the purposes of politics. I mean, it is outrageous that anybody even calls this a crime. It is a non-crime charge that has been brought against him. It's not meant for this kind of a situation anyway. It is the clearest prosecutorial abuse I've ever seen. So yeah, you're right. Anyone gets on there, they should just dig in. But you know, the pressure is going to be very heavy. I'm sure people on that jury who are crazy libs who are going to vote Biden will say, you know, your life's over if you don't go along with this, buddy. You know, the people are going to be camping outside your house.
It's a hung jury, and it's different, I would say, than the OJ trial, because the OJ trial, they had whatever it was, 12 members of that jury all agree that he was not guilty. I think the odds of there being 12 jurors who agree Trump's not guilty are zero. But just based on simple math, the odds of you getting 12 people who will not convict.
You need a unanimous verdict here, right? Or else you get a hung jury, and that's where this is heading.
And so the hung jury, the hung jury would just force it to go try another trial. But it would classify, I don't think they'd ever be able to finish it, it would classify as a Trump win. And you're right, there'd be a lot of pressure. I think that juror would be a hero. I think that juror would be a hero to half the country. You might have to leave New York City. I mean, truth be told. But I'm telling you, if I were on this jury, I would not vote to convict because as a matter of principle, I do not agree with the idea of trying to put the current sitting president trying to put his chief political rival in prison for the rest of his life. That's what they're trying to do with all this lawfare. Now, this is the least significant of all of the charges, but everybody else looked at this who is more esteemed legal scholars than Alvin Bragg, and they refused to bring these charges. They waited until an election year, until after he's now already got the nomination locked up, to decide to come after him. And by the way, I've asked this question. I'm not convinced that they won't try to put him in jail over this, because as you look at D.C., as you look at South Florida, and as you look at Atlanta, I think this is going to be the only case they finish. I think they're then going to overreact to whatever verdict they got.
Well, the only other option is that this whole thing, this whole farce in New York City, is just meant to tar Trump with he's a convicted felon, right? That's the and there's some polling and it goes back and forth, but there are some basis to suggest that if they could just get a conviction of him, that stigma alone would be enough to throw some of the swing states. I've agreed with you. We've thought the same thing all along. That seems unlikely to me, especially in the hush money case. In the DC J6 case, I think it's a little bit more of a we'll see. What person is outraged by what happened here with Trump? Trump had a lawyer pay off a nuisance NDA basically, and listed it as something so that it wouldn't come up as a campaign finance issue. But if it's a campaign finance issue, you're allowed to pay off Stormy Daniels with campaign money? That's a better option? I don't understand how they think this law is even supposed to work, because it's not supposed to work this way.
Well, the victim here, and nobody ever talks about this, is actually Trump. And people say, what do you mean by that? He paid a woman $130,000 or whatever it was, because he believed that her story, it was worth $130,000 to him for her story not to go public. She took the money, signed the NDA, and then told the story anyway.
Yeah.
If anybody was actually a victim here, Stormy Daniels got her money. And she still told her story, which was the reason she got her money in the first place.
And then I think Michael Avenatti got her money. And then Michael Avenatti got sent to prison. Look at the full thread here, everyone. Look at the figures, the individuals that are involved in these Get Trump operations.
Avenatti tweeted today, Buck, that this is an illegitimate prosecution and Trump's being treated unfairly.
I didn't even see that. That's wild.
Yes.
Avenatti's taking the Trump side on this. That's pretty funny.
On this prosecution side, that this is a sham.
This is one of those moments as well where any legal analyst that you see, anyone you see who goes on television and says this is anything other than an outrage against not just the justice system, the basic notion of fairness and justice that we all have, to drag somebody into court to try to destroy their reputation for what? The crime is not a crime. That's ultimately what makes this, I think, so outrageous. You know, the other things, the Florida case, you know, obstruction under certain circumstances can be a crime. It's a violation of the state's will and, you know, whatever. This is crazy. I mean, this is like trying to throw Trump in prison, because I don't even know what the full count. They're 32 counts, but they wouldn't run them, I think, concurrently, or they would run, you know, who knows how they. Clay, this is legal territory. It's crazy. It's garbage. So you're trying to have people analyze garbage. This is just what I meant to say. Anyone who's like, I'm a lawyer and I'm smart. who says anything other than the prosecution in New York is garbage is someone that nobody should listen to, nobody should trust ever again. And it is both shameful and sad. I still love New York City. I love New York City with all my heart. It is so sad to me that this is the district attorney of my great hometown, that this is who is in charge of prosecuting people, Alvin Bragg. It's degrading to the five boroughs that this guy, well, to Manhattan, that this guy is given the power that he has.
No doubt. We'll take some of your calls, by the way. But if you're fortunate enough to be in that 500 group, they've now, I think, begun. I need to check and get the latest, but I believe they have officially begun jury selection. We'll give you the latest from inside that courtroom. It's going to be going on for the next 6-8 weeks or longer. In the meantime, cyber thieves commit silent crimes, kind of crime that occurs without an alarm going off, kind of crime that happens without you noticing at first, like someone using your name and information online. You only find out when your credit card bill shows up with all kinds of bogus charges. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Chances are it'll happen to you or a family member at some point in your life as well. Protecting your online identity can be easy with LifeLock. Their 24/7 online systems monitor online transactions into the billions of transactions out there looking for evidence that your information is being used illegally. If it is, LifeLock will assign you a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist to help you fix it. Join now and save 25% off your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go online to LifeLock.com. Use my name, Clay, that's C-L-A-Y, as your promo code for 25% off.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Courtroom sketch artists are going to have maybe the greatest time to ever be a courtroom sketch artist is right now. There are no cameras allowed in the courtroom. And
all of this is kind of crazy that you're now seeing all the sketches come out. And I was just talking about you about this off air. Do you think it would be beneficial for Trump if there were cameras in the courtroom or not, Buck? Like, if we had an OJ style constant ability to watch the trans, whatever's going on in that courtroom, right? Minute by minute, like we did. I think I messed up his name last week. Judge Lance Ito was the judge who sat at the head of the table there during the OJ trial. Good or bad for Trump if there was live cameras in the courtroom?
Well, it all depends on how it would go with those cameras there. On Friday, this is cut two, Trump said, he declared that he planned to testify in this trial. Play two.
That's not a trend. That's a scam. If you read Jonathan Turley, if you read Andy McCarthy, if you read the legal, they said there's not even a case there. That's election interference by the Biden administration. They actually took their top guy, one of their top guys, put him into the DA's office to run it, and it's a shame. What they have done is incredible. It's election interference, and it's got to stop. It's a third world country. This country's never done it. But you read Jonathan Turley, you read Andrew McCarthy, you read the legal scholars. Every single one of them said that whole thing is a scam. It's not even a crime.
Andy McCarthy is going to be with us on Wednesday on this show. He's one of my favorite guests just because he cuts through the noise and he's so fantastic, as you heard Trump give him a shout out there.
Did you read his analysis? In Jonathan Turley piece in a New York Post, he starts off with a quote by Seneca, the ancient Roman, he says, "The more laws, the less justice." You know, that's the quote that Turley goes with from Seneca. And I think this is what you see is that when a state wants to be tyrannical, it's not very strict enforcement of laws. It's what you have against Trump, which is endless laws that are completely unequally enforced.
Yeah.
Because then it's just a function of when the state wants to get you. If the state can do this to Donald Trump, they can do this to any Republican. And they've tried to do this to other Republicans, as I've stated many times here on the show. They've gone after Republicans using law in ways that even the Supreme Court has had to step in and say, what are you doing? Like, you can't do that.
Oh, and people are fired up at me for saying that I think the jury should nullify. They're like, I'm going to file a complaint with you. It's like, bring it. Like, what do I care? The reality is, everybody, I think, that has a functional brain recognizes this is garbage. Jurors should stand up to these charges.
That's crazy.
Because people are idiots. They don't want you to say anything.
Crazy stuff. Look, we get to the truth here. We don't care about what kind of heat we get. Whatever the topic is, we cut through the noise and get to what's real. And when it comes to the stock market, that's what my colleague Mark Chaykin does as well. Mark worked on Wall Street for 50 years. In his time on the street, he invented three new indices for the NASDAQ and has predicted some of the biggest market shifts of the past decade, including the recent focus on AI stocks and all the hype going on. He says most Americans are about to miss out on a critical turning point in this AI frenzy. Mark is calling this a new dawn for U.S. stocks and predicts dozens of specific companies will be impacted in just the next 90 days' time. That's why Mark has agreed to share one of his favorite AI stocks to buy now with our listeners. He's put everything in a new presentation you can watch for free at 2024AIStock.com. That's 2024AIStock.com, paid for by Chaykin Analytics.
All right, in addition to all of the other chaos that is out there, last night, CNN, as part of their featured primetime programming, I haven't even heard this audio. They pulled it on the team. They said that I had committed a felony. I don't know if they wanted me prosecuted or not, but this is legitimately what they were saying on CNN last night. I haven't heard this. I don't think Buck's heard it. Let's all listen, and we'll see whether or not I'm going to be in handcuffs soon.
Do everything you can to get seated on the jury and then refuse to convict as a matter of principle, dooming the case via hung jury. It's the most patriotic thing you could do.
It speaks to the perversion of patriotism that's come from some of those in that wing. The most patriotic thing you can do is to do your duty as a jurist.
First and foremost, he's not the first person to ever argue for jury nullification. That being said, I think it was a poor choice of words, but I think, again, it is illustrating in some ways the frustration that is in many ways across the political spectrum.
It's more than a poor choice of words. It also would be a felony to encourage people to lie to get on a jury.
I would agree that, again, You cannot be telling people to willfully go into a courtroom and break the law, even if it benefits you politically.
Okay, hold on a second. At no point, it's crazy we're even talking about this, but we're going to talk
about it. This was CNN's main debate. By the way, Buck, this is the first time I think they've talked about me on CNN since my ban for saying the First Amendment and boobs. So in some way, I don't know if the ban is lifted, if they're doing entire segments discussing what I've said, but I'll let you react to it.
No, it's just the whole thing is crazy. This is all First Amendment territory. But beyond that, clearly, you didn't say lie. That, you know, no one's saying lie under oath to a judge. It's just,
I certainly didn't say willfully lie either. So they just made, I mean, they literally read the tweet and then lied about what I said in the tweet.
Right. And also, nullification, that's just a fancy way of saying you don't believe that the prosecution is just. And I mean, any juror has the right to say that I don't believe this is a just prosecution. I will not convict. I don't even care what the evidence is. That is why we have trial by jury, because human beings get to make these decisions. They're not robots. They don't just take the instructions from the prosecutor and don't think about things. It's just amazing to me that we had, as I said, OJ, you know, passed away last week, and you have all these people saying, oh, that's what the system deserved. Yeah, the system should have let a wife abusing narcissistic psychopath cut two people's heads off because he was having a bad day. That really taught a lesson to all the racism in the system. It was an unbelievably stupid argument that a lot of people somehow bought into. The argument that an entirely unjust prosecution of a presidential candidate should be met with jurors. By the way, I think all the jurors should find him not guilty. How about that?
Yes. Based on the evidence of the case, which has all been out in the public for years. We're not talking about some case where we're like, okay, let's sit back and see what the evidence reflects. Every detail of the Stormy Daniels allegation has been written about for, when did they do like the sit down interview with Anderson Cooper? Like 2017? I mean, it's been like 7 or 8 years that we've all had the ability, 6 or 7 years, to hear everything that she said.
I mean, fundamentally, what they are presenting is not something that any reasonable person would say should be a thing that can take away a person's freedom. Okay. Having your lawyer say this is like a fee and not a payoff to somebody or whatever is not something that somebody should get. Who is the victim? What is the damage? That is the fundamental question that cannot be answered. The victim is the public's right to know. Well, if the public has a right to know because it's a campaign expense, as I've said all along, then you could use campaign dollars to pay off anybody. I mean, that's crazy. That can't work. There's a reason why the John Edwards prosecution fell apart and why they didn't bring it again, because, you know, you get into this area, we're like, well, what are we really saying here? What are the expectations? And who is harmed in all of this? Also, Clay, Trump is, as we know, worth billions of dollars. We're having this conversation over, what is, 130 grand?
Yes.
I mean, I know for like, you know, I remember when I had $500 in my bank account. I've been working for 10 years. I get it. 130 grand can be a lot of money. It's not a lot of money to Trump, though. And in the kind of world we're talking about here, where you're looking at presidents and people who are operating at the level of influence, the notion of 130 grand, this is couch cushion money. But I would want to ask that CNN panel. So is the America they want to live in one in which people are no longer allowed to opine over what they believe is an unjust prosecution? Well, what is the whole BLM movement about? They're assuming the innocence of people who have been shot by police, in some cases, continuing to pretend that they are innocent even after a court has found that, or an investigation or both, that they are in fact criminals who were shot by police, as in the case of Mike Brown. He was a criminal shot attacking a police officer, committing a crime in the act and committed a crime before that act as well. But they still lie about it all the time. Oh, hands up, don't shoot. Oh, it was all. Did you see what I'm saying? Like, they wanted that officer Darren Wilson to go to prison. So that's okay. This whole thing is nuts. You can't weigh in on what you think the justice of a prosecution is. You don't live in a free society anymore at all, if that is the new rule.
And all of that is true, and I am 100% confident that I didn't break any law. Having said that, we're living in such a banana republic that Alvin Bragg has lost all concepts of traditional justice. I mean, when he's charging a Marine on the subway for trying to protect people. And when he's trying to put Trump in prison over a bookkeeping error that he's elevating after the statute of limitations has expired, by the way, from a misdemeanor to a felony that I don't think legally is tenable. Remember, this, in order to be elevated to a felony, this bookkeeping misdemeanor has to be tied to another crime. They still haven't specified, to my knowledge, which crime they're tying it to. All of this is so crazy, but I don't know that Alvin Bragg and Democrats right now could do something where I would say, I truly can't believe they're doing this. So I think there's a 0% chance that I have legally done anything wrong. They're crazy. Like, I don't know what they might do.
If something crazy happens, just, you've got to request that Trump become your bunkmate. If both of you get sent to the big house, I could see it now. It'd be like, Clay Travis, great American, SEC football, very knowledgeable, wants top bunk. Problem with top bunk. Trump gets top bunk.
Really funny. I think I would do well with Trump as a cell mate. I think we would probably get along fairly. I think we'd have a lot in common. I could do way worse, right? Can you believe that CNN legitimately last night, Buck, argued that they want me charged with a felony for questioning the legitimacy of the charges that have been brought against Trump, and for saying that I hope that there is someone out there that will actually apply the law and their common sense and make a rational decision on this case. But by the way, Buck, they've already had 50 plus jurors say they couldn't be impartial and they're already gone. Who has not already made up their mind on this case, right? Like, how would you live in New York, not know the Stormy Daniels story, not know everything about Trump? If this were an unknown fact pattern, it's really difficult.
An important point. We have just, unfortunately, there's been an abandoning of a reality here, which is Trump can't get a fair trial in New York. But they bring it in New York because they know the system there is going, the who is watching the watchers? Who does he appeal to? What is the higher authority? It's all Democrats. All New York Democrats who are in on the destroy Trump phenomenon. That's why they brought this, right? Because, and you know, they tried this thing in Atlanta too. They want to get it out of the federal system because they know ultimately in the federal system, it can always end up in the Supreme Court. And that's what's happened already a number of times, right? In New York, unless there's some constitutional issue at large, a New York jury being unfair and crappy, New York judges being lunatic Democrats, New York appeals courts hating Trump, that's not really reviewable by the Supreme Court unless there's a specific issue that there, you see what I'm saying?
So it's harder to get state issues into the Supreme Court than it is federal issues into the Supreme Court, because you have to have a peg of a federal issue that you make in a state's court. Yes.
And so they get to control the whole ecosystem. The entire New York judicial ecosystem is anti-Trump. They know it. There's not even getting a venue change. It's already baked into the system. Of course, Trump can't get a fair trial in New York City, and they don't want him to get a fair trial, which is why they're bringing this case in the first place. None of this is about justice or fairness.
That's why I'm not troubled. I wish we could have the same jury pool in South Florida, because it's roughly 50-50. It's a 50-50 America. The jury pool should be 50-50 of Americans if we were actually going to have an honest accounting of this entire case, as opposed to a rigged left-wing jury pool.
I mean, I just think that if there's one Trump voter on that jury, I can't imagine that Trump voter would see this and say, yeah, I think that he committed this crime that isn't even really a crime, right? So I think that they're going to have a difficult, the only thing that I could see is they try to just bully, and maybe it's a couple of Trump voters, I don't know. They try to bully that one person into going along with this, but I don't think you can, we talked about being held in contempt. What if he gets found guilty? I think there's a distinct possibility that he does get found guilty because people are on the jury, just do what they're told and they hate him. And then what happens? You know, I mean, we have some people, by the way, weighing in on the actual prison situation. We should get those calls.
Okay, we'll take some of those calls when we come back. 800-282-2882. We appreciate all of you hanging out with us. I want to tell you, back before you had thousands of pictures on your smartphone, you probably had hundreds of loose photos. Maybe they were Polaroids. Maybe they were individual photos at home in your photo albums. over the course of time, guess what's going to happen with those photos? They're going to degrade. And that's why you want to digitize them with the help of Legacy Box. You want to do it for a couple of reasons. One, make sure those photos will last forever, not just for you, but for future generations. Second reason is you can share and post them way more easily once they're digitized. Legacy Box can do this for as low as 7 cents a photo, which means as much as 75% less than other companies might charge. Digitizing all your photos might feel like a big project, but Legacy Box makes it easy. Just go online to legacybox.com/clay to get started. That's legacybox.com/clay, where you can find the best deals.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can keep your cell phone number and your phone, or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values, who supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
Rocking a Crockett Coffee t-shirt, Clay. Yours are arriving at the house today, by the way. CrockettCoffee.com, everybody. Go get yourself some. Clay, enjoy it while you can, because I'm sure the coffee in the big house, not as delicious, not as pro-America, pro-freedom as CrockettCoffee.com.
Do you think you could get me some Crockett Coffee in the big house for Trump and I to share in the cell? Like, do you think? Because I think the inmates, I'm going to need to develop some goodwill with the inmates so they don't beat me up. I'm guessing the average inmate is probably bigger, stronger, and tougher than me. Just tossing it out there. I don't think people look at me and they're like, I don't want to mess with that guy in the food line. So I need something to ingratiate myself.
Yeah. Some people use cigarettes. You'll use Crockett Coffee.
That's right.
We'll figure it out.
CrockettCoffee.com. Over $100,000 in coffee sold for true Americans. It's going to be really popular in Rikers Island. We got a bunch of people, by the way.
We got a bunch of calls about this. Yes. Yeah. Let's take Leon in Fayetteville, North Carolina, retired correction sergeant. What's going on, Leon?
Hey, how you doing, sir? How you all?
Good, sir. Great.
Look, they have protective wings. Some prisons for police officers, judges, and those types that would be a target for the inmate population. But he would have to go in protective custody. But I couldn't see it because he could be touched. You have an inmate that has to clean up. He could have chemicals in the mop bucket that he could mop it. They won't think nothing of it. Next thing you know, he's setting it afire.
Oh, wow.
And you got Trump is locked in a cell. How are they gonna protect him? You got inmates bringing the food.
That's great. It's all great points. Leon, how do you think I would do in prison if they try to put me in prison? Do you think I'd be well-liked there? Do you think the guards would like me? How would you assess my chances?
Because of your politics, I think you'd be Bubba would think a lot of
you. Oh, boy.
They got so many shanks on the yard. I don't see how they're going to protect the president if he goes in there.
I mean, it's crazy. This feels. Thanks for the
thank
call.
Thank you,
by
Leon,
way.
For calling in give us the corrections.
Buck, this feels like
view.
A stupid sitcom idea. It's like the president has to go to prison and the Secret Service goes with him. Like, what's going to happen?
Well, when they put Madoff in prison, apparently it was now that was a federal prison.
Yeah.
There's differences between. I mean, there's differences, but I'm saying I don't know.
Better places to go to serve time than worse, right? And he was not in like a,
Rikers Island would be very, very low on the list of places you would want to go. Rikers Island is a hellhole. I have a lot of cop friends, the NYPD are like, you don't want to spend any time in Rikers Island. But when Madoff got sent to federal prison, there were stories about how a lot of the inmates were just like respected him. Because his con was so big,
yeah,
and they thought it was like they're like he was, and they also wanted to know how he did it. So he apparently made friends in a lot of friends in federal prison. You never know who's gonna get,
The law degree would probably help me because I could be a jailhouse lawyer legitimately.
You'd be Andy Dufresne in Shawshank.
I would be Andy Dufresne. Steve in Pensacola Beach, you were helping to handle Manuel Noriega.
Well, I was in FCI Miami with Lord Conrad Black. I'm sure you guys know who.
Oh, yeah.
He was.
They put him in there for nonsense. I forgot about Conrad. That was travesty.
We were cellmates together. And so Noriega had his own cell built across the pill line. And so what would happen is that for high profile people, and I was a former county commissioner that was charged with the same thing that Hunter Biden was. But I went to prison for a year, no questions asked. But they have, in the federal prison, prison's prison. And Clay, you would do all right. Buck, you'd be in a little tougher shape.
Why do you think I'd do better in prison than Buck? What do you think the prison inmates would like me more?
Well, that ginger thing is a tough thing to cross, and
wow.
I love you, but I mean, what kills me is. Policies towards prison reform and criminal justice reform is lost on everything. He is the only one that stepped up to really try to reform the criminal justice system.
Steve, are you aware of the fact that Clay only has cats? Before we throw Ginger under the bus. I don't know how that does
second.
In the prison
now,
yard.
I got outvoted. I didn't want the cats.
I don't know if you heard that. Steve just said that changes things a bit.
Steve, my three kids and my wife, they all argued during COVID that they needed cats, and I didn't have the stones to overrule them. Now, if the inmates need to hear the story.
The flute squad may come after you more for being part of the feline society. So, there's that. Steve in Pensacola, thank you, sir. Wow, he served with – do you remember the Conrad Black situation? They went after him for – if I remember, I'm going from memory. I don't get everything right, unfortunately. I think it was honest services fraud for running, which later on the Supreme Court basically, and I think maybe they took it down for his case too, or they took a look at it as well. I mean, he got done dirty because he was a conservative media mogul out of Canada, and they just wanted to take him out, and they did, and it was horrible. I mean, if you look
like
at the Conrad Black case,
is he still in prison?
No, he served a few years, but. super wealthy, super smart guy, great writer himself, actually, and they locked him up for... Scalia ended up saying, if you can lock somebody up under the statute, you can lock up a politician for getting a good table at a restaurant.
How long did Martha Stewart get? Do you think I'd do better in prison than Martha?
No, she's very well organized.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. He served our nation for over 7 years before he was severely injured during training. He was paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently.
Tunnel to Towers paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. Tunnel to Towers helped severely injured service members and first responders, as well as Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders. It's already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes.
The foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T2T.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams, offering over 330 academic programs as of September 2023. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.